Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Naviance is an online platform that can help college applicants get into the school of their choice. But what are the downsides? We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Sources tell The Wall Street Journal that Slack Technologies is planning to make an online presentation to prospective shareholders on May 13th, as the messaging platform company moves closer to a stock market debut that's expected in June. Slack has filed for a direct listing on the New York Stock Exchange, meaning it won't raise capital in the deal but will allow existing shareholders and employees to sell stock to the public. Ahead of its market debut, Slack reportedly also is preparing to give investors guidance where it will share its financial projections. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook is recruiting dozens of financial firms and online merchants to help launch a cryptocurrency-based payment system on the back of its huge social network. The effort, should it succeed, threatens to upend the traditional lucrative plumbing of e-commerce and would likely be the most mainstream application yet of cryptocurrency. It comes as Facebook is under intense pressure from regulators, users, and shareholders to address privacy shortcomings. At the heart of the initiative, underway for more than a year and codenamed Project Libra, is a digital coin that its users could send to each other and use to make purchases both on Facebook and across the Internet. The Justice Department is wading into the Federal Trade Commission's case against smartphone chipmaker Qualcomm. DOJ lawyers have argued against a broad penalty for Qualcomm, seeking to limit the effects on new 5G cellular technology if a judge rules against the company. A California federal judge is expected to rule soon on the lawsuit the FTC brought against Qualcomm in 2017. The suit argued that the company used its dominance in cellular technology to extract inappropriately high royalties from its patents. Still ahead, the online tool that could help or hinder college applicants.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
There is an online tool high school students can use to apply to college that's a bit of a double-edged sword. It's called Naviance, a combination of the words navigation and guidance. Students who use the platform are more likely to get into schools where they apply, but the Wall Street Journal says they may be deterred from applying to highly selective schools. Let's talk about Naviance with the Wall Street Journal's numbers columnist, Joe Craven McGinty, who joins us via Skype. Joe, nearly half of high school students have access to Naviance, and it gives them information on thousands of colleges and universities, but its most influential tool are so-called scattergrams that show where their peers were accepted or rejected. Why don't you explain how this works?
Okay. The scattergrams display admissions results for students who attended the same high school and whether they were rejected or accepted by certain colleges. Only colleges are displayed that have met a certain threshold. Usually they had to have received either 5 applications or 10 applications, the high school decides, from that high school. So the students only see a subset of the colleges to begin with, and that's dictated by what their peers have done previously. The value of that is that the students who are in the process of applying can see how their academic credentials compare to students who went ahead of them. So they can see which colleges accepted or rejected kids that had similar credentials. The disadvantage is you don't see this information for all colleges, and what Christine Mulhern, a doctoral student at Harvard University who analyzed the platform, found is that students were 20% more likely to apply to schools whose admission results were portrayed in the scattergrams. The result is they might not find schools that would be a better fit for them, and they were also somewhat less likely to apply to highly selective schools. One of the reasons that was interesting is specifically students who were just below the average GPA of a highly selective college were 15% less likely to apply than students who were just above the average. Now, those two groups should have similar admissions probabilities. They're looking at an average, so obviously some kids in that average were scored lower, some scored higher. The other thing is how many colleges you see displayed. Again, it depends on what peers in previous years did. So students who attended schools, often lower income schools, might not see as many colleges displayed with a scattergram simply because fewer kids had gone to college from their school.
But for several groups of students, this platform was beneficial, wasn't it?
That's true. And in fact, Christine Mulhern, the researcher, thinks that the benefits outweigh the negatives. But as one example, she cites low-income Black and Hispanic students were 5% more likely to attend a four-year college if they could see the admissions information for in-state public colleges displayed on the scattergrams. So it did have a positive effect for many students. And I think her takeaway is just to be aware of what you're not seeing and to not be discouraged from not to put too much weight on the GPA average when you're deciding where to apply.
Even though Ms. Mulhern was generally positive about this, she did make one critical comment. She said it perpetuates the choices of older classmates.
That's correct. Navient points out that they also do provide profiles for all of the colleges in their catalog. So there is information there, but the really interesting thing is students were very swayed by simply being able to see the scattergrams. And that may be, Ms. Mulhern found, that may be simply because they felt more comfortable when they could see the outcomes and therefore felt more likely. They felt like applying was less of a risk if they could see the outcomes, or perhaps just simply because they saw them at all. They didn't think to look for other schools.
Joe, Navient is one of several such platforms, isn't it?
It is. There are a number of them out there. I didn't look at the others closely, but for example, there is a platform called SCORE and another called Maya Learning that provide a similar service.
Wall Street Journal numbers columnist Joe Craven McGinty joining us via Skype. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.